Now, we told you earlier today we were shaking things up. Well, we're not shaking things up. We're just switching around. We missed Mayor Hamilton on Tuesday. Why? Well, the USA was celebrating a big, big birthday, and we get him today on a Thursday instead. Good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
Good afternoon. Nice to be with you. Yeah, Tuesday we were marching and celebrating and fireworking and all that stuff, you know.
Now, I missed Tuesday. I was out of town. We've jumped out the last couple of years trying to cover some bases, doing all of that. Mm. The parade, you had all kinds of activity with that going on. We've had the fair happening. We've had some weird weather. What else have I possibly missed?
Ooh.
You go away for 3 or 4 days, and all of a sudden, well, last time I left town, there was almost a coup in Russia. So at least we didn't go go geopolitical this time.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day. I walked as a mayor in my last 4th of July parade, and it was the lovely weather, lots of people. We did the college down to Walnut, back up Walnut, and long parade, a lot of fun, bands and dancers and, you know, issues and politicians too. So anyway, it was all great. Lots of candy being
now
distributed too.
As long as it doesn't melt, that's good for all involved. who is in charge of putting this on? Some people think it's the city. Some people think it's downtown Bloomington. Some think it's Visit Bloomington. I think it's everybody working together.
Well,
but what's the official, who's in charge of all of this?
A lot of people work together on it. The Bloomington Parks Department organizes it. I know that the review stand was organized, and the Chamber of Commerce helped with that, maybe downtown Bloomington. I'm not exactly sure, but I know the Parks Department is out in force organizing, sponsoring, signing up floats and all that stuff.
And if anybody is concerned or wants to get, I think it sold out this year, which was fantastic. That's great to hear. The route and anything else, well, just contact your local city council person. That's the easiest way to do this, right? Go to the Parks Department.
Yeah, and get ready for next year. Next year, you know, be ready. It was fun, and a lot of kids out enjoying it. It's fun to watch them. A lot of flags flying, and then people scattered to go to their own barbecues and other things that day. We have had some weather, too. Boy, it was nice not to have weather on that day. We got to have beautiful weather. But I was just talking to my public works team, and they said the first weekend of the storm, that was last weekend, they had to clean up 30 downed trees, which is a lot when you think about what it takes to do. And then just last night, they had to do 20 more from that crazy blast of wind that came through. So
that was
50
a strong
down
one.
Trees. Yeah, that was. So there's been a, you know, kudos to our hardworking team that have been trying to clean that stuff up. And I know a lot of residents are dealing with that in their own yards, like me too. Stuff that gets blown off of trees, and you got to put it into the bins. We'll pick it up in the yard waste collection, though. Or if you need a special collection, give us a call.
All of that is possible. So we went from barely having any rain in the month of June to grabbing 3.5 inches in the last 7 days on the calendar, going back to the 29th of June into July. Ooh. So, yeah, well, it's something about when it rains, it pours, and it did. But thankfully, the parade was spared. Hopefully, everybody was safe at the fairgrounds last night with the Monroe County Fair is going on. That's a great summertime tradition as well. And we all need to be aware, as we have thunderstorms likely in the morning, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon on Saturday. Gusty winds and small hail are possible. Well, it seems like I don't want to say the new normal, but perhaps another derecho on the way.
That's what we got right now. That's what we got to be ready for, right?
And that's the tough part of it as well. Sometimes it's just the old farmer's rain. That's nice and boring. We haven't had two nice and borings just yet, but at least we are not going to be dealing with drought and drought-like conditions for everything that goes along that goes on there. So hopefully everybody went to Mills Pool and Bryant Park Pool on the 4th of July. That was free for everybody. Very nice there.
Yeah, but you know what? We also, the pool lost power, which causes some problems. So we were a little sweating that one, but the Parks Department got it all organized, and I heard something like 1,300 people went to the two pools on July 4th, the free day sponsored that we got. So that was really fun to see.
And a great way to cool off as well. Mills Pool is closed today after a contamination issue. So Bryan Park is open if you need to cool off today. A little humid, but not as warm as maybe the last couple of days that's been going on there. Yes, it is Thursday. You are not hallucinating, and neither am I. I am back. Mayor Hamilton is here, but it is Thursday, and that means, a lot of our meetings have been wrapped up for the week, and the county commissioners had their meeting yesterday on July 5th. We knew they were going to vote on a CIB. They let us know about that the final week in June. So yesterday it became official. I know this isn't the CIB that you had dreams of when we have spoken about it before, but here we are. What does it mean with the construct, and what does it mean for the city, the county, and the relationship moving forward?
Yeah, it's a good question, Mike. We had been in discussions with the county continually, had been working on a draft interlocal agreement that spelled out a bunch of things, and we hadn't reached agreement on that. We've shared another document, and I was a little surprised. We did not think they should go ahead with a CIB, a Capital Improvement Board, which is a state statutory entity that can be created by the county. We thought that was premature before we had worked out some issues, but they decided to do it. We'll wait and see what happens with that next. There's still a lot of issues to be worked out. We continue to be ready to charge ahead and build a beautiful new convention center and turn it over to a joint entity to operate, but we're just concerned about how feasible all this is. So we'll see. They decided to take that step before resolving some things, but I'm staying by the phone, and I'm staying, we're ready to roll.
Well, the points of resolution, are we talking about land? Are we talking about leadership? Are we talking about finances? Or are we maybe all of the above?
Well, there are a number of issues. There are issues of who makes what decisions. Yes, the siting is something that we think has been settled. That was settled 3 years ago, probably, and there's some who think it's an open question. There's a question of not just finances, but also who reviews the finances. One of our great concerns is that if it's a very cumbersome and difficult process, it'll be very difficult to make things happen. I attended another county meeting on Monday, which was where we were invited to be at the table, which I appreciated, on the jail and the criminal justice reform, and that was a finance-focused issue. And, in some ways it's kind of a bandwidth issue because, I'm a county resident, and the county should be working on the justice reform and a new jail, and that's taken a long time. And sometimes if you have too many cooks in the kitchen, you just can't get a meal prepared. And so that's one of our concerns about the convention center, too, is just making sure we've got a good group, but an effective group that can make things move forward. So we'll see. As I said, I'm by the phone, and the county has got a number of projects on their burner that need to go forward, and we're hoping we can move the good ones forward.
Now, since this has been enacted by the county commissioners, they're in charge of putting the timeline together, or is this one of the cooks in the kitchen questions?
Yeah, I think that's a question. You remember last year, 6 or 7 months ago, they created a CIB and said it would be effective if and when we all agreed to it, and we hadn't agreed to all of the details, so that became a null entity, and then it took another 6 months to take this step, and I'm not sure what their plan for the next step is, but again, we've shared some approaches we think can work, and we're waiting to have discussions about those, and I'm sitting by the phone.
Waiting for it to move down the road. Is summertime a time where this stuff happens, or is summertime naturally quieter from your years of experience in dealing with all of these moving pieces?
I think summer, everything keeps moving. The city government works 24/7, 365. We there are some changes in the rhythm. City council's not meeting for a month, a few weeks here, so that changes some. But on the other hand, we're preparing our budgets, which means we're, busy trying to develop the 2024 budget. Sometimes it's a little more difficult to get everybody in one place for a meeting if people are on vacations. But I really do think, you know, there's a lot of time to do things in the summer, too. We certainly have a lot of construction going on, and we have, you know, we're going to be doing a, I don't know the date yet, but we'll be doing a groundbreaking over at Hopewell. There's, you may see stuff happening over there already as we're starting the infrastructure package for Hopewell East. And so there, a lot happens in the summer, and but it's pretty much 24/7 around here.
Now, you bring up Hopewell again. That's an interesting part of it, because you have a special committee that is working on Hopewell. Is that their only project? Is that, that's Mick Renhuizen and John West, and I'm going to leave all half the people out because I can't remember. But they're just working on Hopewell. They're not going to be involved with these other pieces of it. Do I understand that correctly?
Well, they could be. This is a new nonprofit, the City of Bloomington Capital Improvement Corporation, that can do a lot of different things, and it's really meant to be an kind of an arm of the administration, the city administration, with also city council representation, to take on special projects that have often a long time horizon, often not exactly in the wheelhouse of what we do every day. And the first and primary project that that group is working on, led by Mick Renhuizen, Val Pena, John West, a couple of Dor Sims, Sarah Bowerly-Dansman, is Hopewell. That's their front burner. That's what they're doing right now. But they could be doing other things down the road, too. But right now, you know, we've got millions of dollars committed to regrid the street. If you've been by the old hospital ground, Hopewell, you see the contours and the grass, and it's going to be turned into a beautiful neighborhood with homes for many hundreds of families. So it's a really exciting new chapter beginning there.
Mayor John Hamilton joining us here on a Thursday afternoon, the 6th day of July, and trying to get caught up on everything. Well, the City Hall was just closed one day. The internet never closes. So, as you mentioned, city government up and moving. For people who are wondering about the council and things going on, you said they're off for the rest of this month. Is that right?
I think they come back very last Wednesday of July.
Gotcha. Then it's budget time after that, so it's never a dull moment. In your last months here as mayor, your input on the budget proceedings will be what for the coming years? Well, you will not be in charge. How does that work?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, and you know, it's really true across different governments, whether it's the federal government or the state government or local government. We, at the end of administration, often develop and enact a budget that then is implemented in the next year. Well, there'll be a new city council, there'll be a new mayor, but they will have the budget that this mayor and this council developed. Just like when I came in 2016, I inherited the 2016 budget, which in a way is kind of smart, because you don't really have time to develop a budget your first moments in office. And what that meant was, by the summer of my first year, I was working on the next year's budget and, you know, implementing this year's budget. So this is really the work of this council and this administration, that will be setting up the 2024 budget, and we'll hand that off to a new team, and they'll implement it, and then they'll develop their own next one.
And away we will go. Because you're right, it never stops. It's nonstop. Everything's nonstop. And I know that water quality has been a big deal in your tenure as mayor. You put out your annual report in the final days of last month. Everything on the up and up. No algae blooms yet. Thankfully, we're getting rain this time of year. Well, that's why it happened. We didn't have any rain last summer. And the water smelled funky and tasted funky for a minute or two, but a little bit different this time around.
It does help to have that. I was just spending time with my utilities director, our utilities director, Vic Kelson, for the community. They're doing great. The water treatment plant did get hit with some of the power outages, and they've got their own systems and backups there. But that they had to deal with a lot that Thursday night, and they had another power outage at a lift station that caused the generator to kick in and then overheat, and you know, that kind of stuff happens. But they're doing great work, and the water quality is awesome, and they continue to serve us terrifically well. I was just reading about Lake Lemon and the original foundation of that. Oh, I know, it was Cemetery Island. That's right. There's a little article about that. That was kind of interesting. But we've gone from Griffey to Lemon to Monroe, and we're great fortune in the abundance of our good clean water.
And the good clean water continues to flow, and when it gets mixed around by, yes, getting 3 inches in the last week always helps. I don't think we had 3 inches in July last year, and that was part of our our issues with that moving forward. The air seems to be cleaning up. Now, you can't be in charge of all these things. Gee whiz, that's not it. But
that was tough, though, wasn't it? That was terrible.
It was very real. I think that was the part that you can talk about it. You can point to it on the radar when you go out, though, and you smell the acrid smoke and you smell the or you see embers in the air or burning rubber or whatever else it was. Well, that's not climate change per se, but I know that you guys are looking for community input, the city is, on things like that moving forward.
We do a regular review of the public, and appreciate you steering toward that, of a sense of climate issues. And there's a online you can do a survey. We encourage that. It's a thing we do every couple of years. And by the way, we'll be reporting the city survey in a couple of weeks too when council comes back. That'll be the fourth biennial survey, and that's always interesting. That'll be online. But you know, it does. Gosh, I mean, when I read about Canadian fires and how they're really they just aren't controllable, and it's going to keep coming, and depending on the wind and the weather, they can really mess up our health. You know, it's really dangerous. So it is a reminder that this climate change and this weather change can have immediate effects. You can't always predict them, but it was really serious, that weather. We were up, weren't we, over close to 300 air quality index or something like
that.
Wasn't
very good. I remember that part.
Yeah.
That was not not any fun, but that is kind of blown away for now. As you mentioned, it's not in our backyard, but it's moving into our backyard. Have they controlled them, contained them, or is that something?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think they're just in a too remote of a location to deal with. Is that the
answer? You know, I'm not an expert.
Yeah,
I think
me
you
neither.
Could be right. But I saw it was like the size of New Jersey or something. I mean, that's a lot. Hey, I do have trivia, by the way. I don't usually get to do trivia, but I didn't know if you wanted me to do trivia. This is a whole new thing for me, man. You know?
It's the game show version. Usually on Thursday, I grab my crayon and papers, and we all learn together because, well, some of the categories just aren't up my alley, and that's why I'm not trying out for Jeopardy or what else can it be. But if you would like to torture me with some trivia, well, let's we have a new trivia. The new trivia man in town is Mayor John Hamilton. Let's play some trivia here on a July 6th Thursday on WGCL. All right, go
all
ahead.
Right, start. Ready? I'm gonna go what I think is from easy to medium to hard. Is that right? Three of them.
Well, that's what you think.
We'll see. All right. Now here's your first one. Now pay attention to the numbers. All right.
Gotcha.
247 years ago today, July 6th, the Pennsylvania Evening Gazette announced what on their front page? Let's start with A. The dumping of 342 chests of tea into Boston Harbor. B, Baron von Steuben and Marquis de Lafayette both arrived to help General Washington with the Continental Army. C, the shooting of several men in Boston by British soldiers, later called the Boston Massacre. Or D, the American Declaration of Independence.
247 years ago today would be 1776. I think we should declare independence. That would be my guess.
I think you're right on it. Excellent.
Okay.
I knew you.
Well, it was sometimes, and whoever is doing the research on these, sometimes they mislead. Sometimes they distort. Sometimes it's way too obvious. Then I overthink it. But thankfully, I'm one for one today. That's a good start. All right.
The next one. This isn't that easy either.
Okay. Good.
They're both gonna be hard. Okay. On this day, these are these day things. On this day in 1885, Louis Pasteur saved the life of 9-year-old Joseph Meister by testing what? A, pasteurization on dairy, making it safer. B, rabies vaccine. C, anthrax vaccine. Or D, cholera vaccine.
Saved his life.
9-year-old Joseph Meister.
Life. Well, I don't know how you would save his life through pasteurization. I don't know how that would...
That's not a bad view.
Okay. I try to work this out with the audience. And I can sometimes hear them screaming at me through the, you idiot, it's bee, not, well, rabies. Rabies is, save your life. I know rabies would kill you. I mean, not comfortable. Anthrax or cholera. Well, what I usually do in this situation, when I don't have an idea, I always go with C. But does anthrax have a cure for it? A cholera, saving the anthrax, C.
Well, you were thinking, well, rabies is the answer.
Rabies?
He gave the first of 14 doses to a 9-year-old who'd been severely bitten by a rabid dog and saved his life. And that is a fatal disease, I think. But
well,
anyway,
it sounds like it.
It can be. Yeah.
Louis Pasteur, pasteurization, and we didn't even get pasteurization out of it. This is bad. See, this is how I get confused.
That was good. You got through that trick.
Question three.
Number three. On this day in 1907, I think this is a really tough one, but here it is.
All right.
This famous Mexican artist was born. Hint, they were very big on self-portraits.
Gotcha.
1907. Ready? A, Diego Rivera. B, Jose Guadalupe Posada. C, Frida Kahlo. Or D, Joaquin Clausel.
Well, if it's... I can't tell the story of how I know this, but it's Frida Kahlo.
You got it, man. Nice. I thought that would be pretty tough.
All right, I'll tell part of the story because, well, it's safe for
you
work.
Didn't I doubt it.
No, I knew it because a couple years ago at a Halloween party, somebody went as her, and I didn't have the cultural wherewithal to figure out who it was. And the response I got was basically, you're an idiot. And I was like, oh, well, that's fair because I don't know my Mexican painters or artists. So I learned something from that. And
you're hanging out with the right people, I guess. You're learning stuff.
Well,
that's a
50-50 coin toss on that. But I remembered that part of it. And I said, well,
excellent.
What is she famous for? And she said, well, Mexican art and doing self-portraits. And so that just stuck like I don't know what it would stick like. So I'm kind of embarrassed that I can remember such useless information, but at least this useful information became tangible at some point.
It's like Slumdog Millionaire. Did you see that movie?
Yes.
You're just like that. You know, you just know the right answer at the right time.
Well, at least two out of the first three I have. Let's see if we can keep the momentum going. The fourth and final.
I only had three.
Oh, that was no. There's four. There's another one in there.
Oh, there is.
They've got it hiding.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're right. Here it is. Oh, wait, there is one more. All right. Okay, this is going way back. On this day, in 1348.
Finally, right up my alley.
Something you know about. Contrary to popular belief, Pope Clement VI issued a statement saying the Black Death was not caused by this. A, the north wind. B, the Jewish people. C, the position of the planets. D, foul odors.
Okay, say that one more time.
He issued a statement saying the Black Death was not caused by this.
Not
contrary
caused
to
by
popular this. Belief.
And my choices are very. We've got
the north wind.
Well,
the Jewish people.
Jeez.
The position of the planets, or foul odors. Put yourself back in 1348.
Right. I'm not sure how much planetary activity we were doing back in that time. North wind or foul odor. So you would.
I think go with your gut.
It can't be. It's got to be foul odors, right?
No.
No, it's not. It's a planet.
He said it was not caused by this.
Oh, not caused.
Contrary to popular belief.
What was the popular belief? That's where I got lost in all of this.
Yeah. It's the Jewish people, and contrary to popular belief, he issued a statement saying the Black Death was not caused by that. There's a lot of terrible anti-Semitic rumors.
Well, I would say that sounds like it. Well, that was
We've come a long way.
We have,
I think.
And
so that's good.
I've come halfway in the trivia. I've gotten two of the
two of the four.
Right. In the modern trivia. I'm glad you had a great 4th of July. I'm glad you popped in here on Thursday to help us out with the CIB and things that are going on there. Just from the one final point. What is the mayor's involvement with this moving forward? Whether this drags into next year, 18 months from now, 24 months from now, what is the executive of the city? What is the role?
Well, it depends really entirely. This is a corporate body created by the county. I think the mayor ought to be with the city council appropriating the funds and leading the building of the project. But it's not clear, and that's what we have to figure out. We're ready to roll. Again, it's my whole focus for 7 years has been how do we create a beautiful, successful, great anchor in the downtown, and that's what I'm trying to make sure happens. So that's what I'll keep focused on.
Well, that sounds all right. That sounds good. Now we can hopefully understand it a little bit better, and then hopefully we will see what the next steps in this process are to get everything moving. Is it a negotiation how this works?
It should be. Hard to, we haven't been able to sit down. That's one of the problems, is getting people to sit down and actually talk about it. But sometimes things happen in public settings, and maybe they can prompt some discussions that need to happen. I'm hopeful.
Well, and the other part of this is the state law or the legislation that says you're going to have things in place and moving by certain times. We know that has to happen, correct?
Yeah, there are a couple deadlines. You got to have a plan by December that's shared with the state. You got to put it into effect next year. You got to have, if you're going to sell bonds of 20 years or as long as 20 years, you got to do that by the end of next year. So it'll certainly, this is a multi-year process. There's no question about it. I hope it should have been done by now. We had some people dragging their feet from my perspective, but we'll see what happens here. Again, my focus is on making sure when we do this, we do it right, we do it well, we do it efficiently, we create a beautiful, effective, great anchor downtown, and that's what my focus is on. We haven't had a path to do that yet. We'll see if this is it or not.
Well, we appreciate you keeping us in the loop from the city side to see what's going on there. Are you back on Tuesday next week?
I'll do it. You ready?
I love it. Let's do it.
All right.
That's fantastic. All right, so have a good weekend, and I will talk to you sooner than usual.
Take care, everybody. Thanks, Mike.